October 12, 2022. It's the Watch Pedro Show.
Thank you. Ha ha ha!
Pedro Show. Happy Wednesday, Brother Matt.
Yes.
Good to be with you again. First time since White has had to scissor all his gigs.
The wheels, yeah.
I'm over the ropes and out of the ring for a little bit.
Yeah, I get fit. Happy to be back with you.
Yeah, absolute. And you're looking good health, Brother Matt.
Thank you. Everything's been going good.
You been doing the pool?
Retirement's been nice. I've been golfing a lot.
You've been golfing?
Yeah,
okay.
Hitting the pool a little bit.
Not in the cart, or like you're schlepping your own sack?
A little of both. Okay. I don't like schlepping too much, but I got
clubs are lighter
wheels.
These days, though.
Yeah, and
little wheels. Told me when he did it as a teenager, that's how he ruined his hip.
Yeah, that's schlepping.
Anyway, buttload.
That's schlepping those things.
That's a schlep. Okay, anyway, great to be with you
indeed.
Again, Brother Matt. Now, we start off the show with John Coltrane doing Reverend King off of Cosmic Music, and then Mark Bingham, Brilliant Corners, and... because of those software engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention, I got with me from Arnoldville, Louisiana, Mark Bingham. Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
Back again, Mark.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so what's happened, what was it, like 2 years since we've talked? 2.5 years?
Something like that, 2.5 years, yeah.
What's happened since?
Oh, you know, same thing, you know, you get up and then you play music. Or you drive around to somebody, and then you go somewhere and you talk to somebody, and then you do a sound check, and then you you play, and then you stand around for a long time, then you play, and then you get done, and then some of the guys in the band, then you play, and then some of the guys in the band go out and try to find a hole with some wear around it.
Okay, and then what? Repeat.
and then you do that, or then you get up, or I wake up at 6 a.m. and just go in the studio and mix, and then, you know, then have a regular life, you know.
Okay. Well, I don't have the mind reading down, so you're going to have to still use words, so I don't really know. but it's good hearing it from the man himself. But you know what? You've got a record of your own stuff coming, right?
Right.
So a little different.
Well, you know, I mean, it's been 55 years of it, doing it, and I put out a lot of records, but mostly I just, you know, I work with other people, but right. In all the time, a lot of the stuff, like I'll get a gig to do like a piece for an installation in a department store. Why not, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, a department store in Tokyo, and they've got some kind of, you know, it's the craziest thing you ever saw. And they give you money, and then you give them music. Meanwhile, that sits around, and 30 years later, you go, wow, that piece is pretty cool. So this thing, putting out all these new records, is like, yeah, there's so much stuff out there that it never got heard the first time. So might as well put it out.
Okay, for example, Brilliant Corners.
Right. That made it on, that was on a record that was on All Monk Record in 1983.
Okay.
And it's called That's the Way I Feel Now, and which I guess was the original title of Blue Monk or something. I don't know. I can't tell. So
the one,
Monk,
my favorite one is Underground, what he made in the later 60s.
Oh, well, Monk himself, this record we made was right after Monk passed, and we got a lot of people that worked with Monk and people that were Monk fans to do Monk tunes.
What about his son, T.S. Monk?
You know, I never met the guy, and I heard him play back then, but then I don't know what happened to him.
Okay, okay. Because I think his wife was, Nellie was his manager and stuff. It was a family affair, and very important for John Coltrane the year he quit the shit, you know. Very
right.
Important. I'm on my sixth bio now, the one by Neeson, Mr. Eric Neeson, called Ascension. And I've read the Lewis Porter one, the Bill Cole one, the C.O. Simpkins one, the Ashley Kahn.
The Ashley one, yeah.
Yeah, and then, it's interesting how everybody's got some holes, but then they have something else to bring. It's trippy, you know, reading about the same cat from different people. Even though you can tell they were quoting off each other and stuff, too. Oh, yeah, also J.C. Thomas. Who was a journalist. Anyway, what about this one I want to play next? Ed's Ironing Board there, Mark.
Oh, that's, I made this record with Ed Sanders.
The fuck?
In 2007, and it was called Poems for New Orleans. And so it was basically Ed writing poems about New Orleans history and recent history. And Ed's, so the original Ed's Ironing Board had Ed on there too, but this is Ed's Ironing Board without Ed.
Okay, let's listen.
Thank you.
Hey, what's your house like, huh? Can we move in, huh? That might be a little inconvenient, though, you know. I think I'd rather just peek in your windows. I think I'd just like to stay outside.
Thank you. if we get the electric chair? What if we get the electric chair? What if we get the electric chair? As the young bear made us.
Shoved him out of the van and drove away, leaving Cleveland. cheetahs with a short walk back to the pump beach. What does that tell you that she parked her van at the 7-Eleven? What does that tell you that she was crying in the bathroom? Applying band-aids to her round sticky fingers. And what does that tell you that she was driving a jacket? What does that tell you that the mirror wasn't by her? He grabbed her around the shoulder and pulled her by the hair. She kicked him in the car and cut his face with a nail. What does that tell you that she went back to Cracker Stand? Back to Allen's Island where Cracker Stand toiled. He toiled. Cracker Stand toiled. Vera asked for help and Cracker Stand obliged. She produced a shiny Ruger automatic. What does that tell you that he waved a gun? What does that tell you that he started quoting Scarface? What does that tell you that Prius came to the door? Cracker Stand down 9-11 and played with a little friend. Prius made small talk about Richard Spencer. The beach bums drove up and we were seeing the back door. What does that tell you that Vera hugged the cops? What does that tell you that the beach got bones? What does that tell you that Vera had the biggest stash? What does that tell you that she split it with the cops? What does that tell you that the cops found Cletus walking on the front beach whistling at the keys that didn't whistle back? Walking on the front beach whistling at the keys that didn't whistle back. Cletus explained. Too hot the eye of heaven shine, lest the wise world should look into your home and mock you with me after I'm gone.
my energies on you. Focus all my thoughts and energies and electricity on you. All my brain power, willpower, flower power, and mind over matter power. All my waking moments, my sleeping time too. Dream a little crazy dream and hit me with your death ray.
Ray.
Yeah.
Pedro show that show started off with Mark Bingham doing Ed's ironing board, but it's that Edless ironing board.
The Edless ironing
board. Era Amu, The Zephyr's Journey. That's the next part of Will Hamilton's piece on being midlife. Remember that. The Screamers from 1978, the Mubilhe Gardens in a Better World. Great band. Controllers, not too long after that. Barnacle Bill the Sailor. I think this is something they did in the 80s. But they lost drummer for one time, Mad Dog Carly, incredible lady. She played on a three-song EP they did. Mark Bingham after that with Panama City Beach. That's the one in Florida in the Panhandle?
That's the one. The
yeah,
only
one
place.
Time I was passing through that town when a hurricane was coming aboard. Oh, man, that was a white-knuckle pants shitter there, Mark. Jill Klein, Steve Reed, and... Bob Lee was in there. It was the last tour of the first opera with Black Gang. Man, was that. And that's why I will never forget Panama City. 1998, the fall. Ben from Anna Butcher's featuring Ben Loomsdane after that. John Spencer, brand new. John Spencer and the Hitmakers with Death Ray. The Hellbeans out of Brighton, England with Court of Appeal, the Cornflake Man version. And finally, Mark Bingham. Prisoners of the Sky. Prisoners of the Sky and Lightness.
All right. I don't know. It's a song I wrote when I was 17, and I kept changing the words to.
Wow. Now, what year was you? Was the rest of the planet doing when you were 17?
What year? That was around when Train died.
67.
66. Yeah, it was a year before Train died, 66, 67.
Because I'm thinking of this Eric Burden song, Sky Pilot.
Mm. Right.
Remember that? Uh-huh. Great bass. Wild-ass bass.
Sky Pilot. Well, that's when I, you know, I started writing a lot of songs like that. And then I remember the record label, I told the record label that music had come from aliens and that, you know, it was pre-human and all this stuff. And they stopped taking me seriously after that.
They're lost. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, Mark. October 11, 2022. No, October 12. It's a Mark and Peter show special guest, Mark Bingham, whole half hour, October 12th, 2022. It's the second hour of the Watch for Pedro show.
Uncle's mistress. friends are carrying your heavy load. There's a new kid on the block with a perfect haircut. He says there ain't no line between right and wrong. He's aimed a plastic water pistol. He says the funeral goers dance and throw confetti. A passing shriner smiles and doffs his face. As I listen to the new Bob Dylan song. Butterflies on to the new Bob Dylan song. A naked man. He points his arrow towards some jungle beast. His aim is true, the arrow meets its target. So tonight there's gonna be a jungle. You know they cook them like they do in old Hong Kong. And even though I'm hungry, I can't go just yet. I'm listening to the new Bob Dylan song.
Turn up the sound. Hey.
Wife for Pedro show. Start off the second hour with Mark Bingham and Irish Toothpick. Sam Bennett after that with a new Bob Dylan song. Although it's a Sam Bennett song. He's been in Tokyo now 25 years. Originally Birmingham, Alabama. SLW and BB Jr. with Mind Poops. Almighty Op with Only in Love with Love. I got to do two sessions with them at United Recording where they do all the Wrecking Crew and Sammy Davis.
Yeah, classic.
That shit on Sunset. And he runs puppet shows, this guy, Almighty Op, I think originally from Pittsburgh. And Larry brought me aboard.
Cool.
From Knoxville, yeah. Then, man, this band always has got the fucking titles. Okay, this is Rubber O' Cement. And dig the title of this baby. Cystic Way at Soft Solacule boots at wave a worm flag in the cavity of butt to paved ass to the tunnel of southern wind, sea, ball bearing, hookers, roadside, cherry pickers.
Man.
It's like a minute and a half, too. You know. Okay, and then finally, End Drops by Mark Bingham. Enlightenment to End Drops, Mark.
I guess this happened before when I was still drinking, because I remember drinking an enormous amount and turning the music man, all the vibrato up all the way and all the reverb, and then scratching on it and trying to play the guitar in a completely different way. And it kind of sounds like it. And that was good. And then I had recorded all these people hollering.
Yeah.
So I synced up all the hollering. A lot of these new records have hollering all over it.
Yeah.
Synced in with the hi-hats and whatnot.
Okay. So kind of a diary entry. Like you said, when you were drinking.
Right.
And enlighten us to Irish toothpick.
Well, an erection is an Irish toothache.
Okay.
And Irish toothpick is more like in this. It's a song about Soupy Sales. It's about his show in Detroit.
Wow. Yeah, that he got fired from for the banana joke, right?
Called him an Irish toothpick, which I think means a child molester.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he told a bad joke on the air and they sacked him, right? Got scissors.
Yeah.
You know, his sons, Hunt and Tony, was Iggs' rhythm section in the late 70s. I think that TVI Live album's got both of them.
Yeah, I know those guys. I mean, I worked with Hunt, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, Hunt gets pissed off when he hears Lust for Life because those are my drums. You know, but actually, Ig told me that whole tune came from when him and David Bowie were living above some mechanics place in Berlin. It was on the Armed Forces U.S. That was like kind of the theme. Ta, 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 ta. So maybe they should get the royalty. Remember, some cruise line was using it for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
So Hunt would be all pissed. He was living in Austin for a while, right? Anyway.
If drummers got royalties, Africa would be the richest nation.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Congo Square. You must have some connect with that, Pat, in New Orleans, right?
Well, it's there, and, you know, I mean, I can follow the shipping lanes back 1,000 years, and like anybody can, and you know, Congo Square was, you know, the safe zone.
Did you spend time?
In Congo Square?
Yeah.
Well, WOZ used to be in Congo Square, and Congo Square is in the Treme.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, walk through, walk by, go to shows there, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, because let's tell the listeners about it. It was a place where a lot of people met and brought different musics together.
Well, that, it was a place where, you know, slaves and post-slavery, you know, which continues on, could hang out and not be subjected to the rigors of their daily life and go back and express the things of their ancestors.
Right, right. That's a better way to put it. Thank you, Mark.
Well, and there's still, you know, that's still bubbling up in New Orleans as much as people try to suppress it, you know.
Of course. You know, we forgot to talk about a Panama, you know, I only talked about my Panama City experience, but tell me about the song you wrote.
Oh, well, I used to go there. I had a friend who had a house there who was another musician, and they had a house about 3 blocks from the beach in the old retiree neighborhood. And I noticed they used to bring a lot of Russian girls over there to work in places. There were always these Russian girls floating around everywhere. So I just imagined this story about one of the Russian girls. But the other thing about Panama City that was wonderful was they had Christian karaoke in the bars. So you could go in there with your kids who had a little playroom off to the side.
Yeah.
And get tanked and sing Amy Grant songs.
That is a trip.
That's some shit, yeah.
You know,
that's Panama City. Plus they have the biggest party scene there. So the whole place goes nuts. And it's even, you know, it's...
With hymns.
Yeah.
That's a mixture. It's a mixture.
Look, and they have the Air Force Base and the retirees. It's one of the stranger places even for Florida.
Not too far. Pensacola is the Naval Flight School, I think.
Yeah. Pensacola, a lot of naval bases along there.
Pensacola is
a little more civilized.
I've heard of the panhandle called Lower Alabama.
Oh, the Redneck Riviera.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I got from Georgia to Florida this last tour. I got the bye-bye thing with the state trooper and the sheriff. But it worked out calm. At first it was Belige, but then you actually do play bass. The guy asked me if the leader of the band is in the passenger seat, why ain't he driving? I said, because I'm the bass player. And he said, oh. That worked, Brother Metzen. Free tip. Now, Mark, we got some, we're going to play six tunes from you next hour, so maybe you can explain up right now stuff like Even Us or Sue the Chimp.
There was a musician that used to do sessions in New Orleans, and when the musicians would start whining or complaining about a club owner or a band leader, the guy would say, "Fuck it, man, just sue the chimp." So that always stuck in my head. But anyway, in the song, it sounds like there's a creature called Sue the Chimp.
Like a woman's name. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're actually talking about the verb, like do it to the chimp. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, club owner. Yeah. One of these books, the C.O. Simpkins book, there's a story that ain't in the other ones where John Coltrane is actually chasing a club owner around the last year of his life in Newark, New Jersey, because this guy wants him to play the old hits and not play the wild shit. Wow. What about Even Us?
Even Us, I don't know, you know, just a dream about traveling, you know, and then it was right at the, I probably made that up in 2015, so you kept hearing that all the time. Everyone will be winning.
Yeah, I remember that.
Everyone is winning, even us.
Even us, right. It's truly where songs come from. I love it. What about Hawk song?
Which song?
Hawk. No, that's Medicine Singers. Oh, shit. Oh. You won't know. You'll know about it when you hear it. Okay. Gargantua and Pantagruel by Rabelais.
Rabelais.
That's
a rewrite of the Gargantua story using the original author's language. And it's one of those things, I got, you know, I never liked musicals because I didn't like the music because they were too long and they were too this and it was all silly. And I said, what about if you can make a musical that was only 6 minutes long?
Yeah.
So that's what that is. And there's another one, Long Hangover. I don't know if I sent you that, but there's two condensed musicals on the new stuff.
Okay, no, you didn't send me that one, but you did send Mushroom Crowd and Spirit House.
Spirit House, that was my band with Kalamu Yasalam and Kid Jordan in 1989, and that's one of a rare look into that band. Didn't get recorded except for this one gig in this echoey club on a boombox, and that's what you got.
Yeah, well, we're going to hear that next hour, but right now, we're going to hear Brother Matt's spin cycle.
Yeah, so the gear is still technical difficultied out, so since it's mighty feeble here, we're going to go with some mighty feeble this side.
I'm dress.
Benny Feeble.
Brother Matt.
Little knucklehead defiance from the dudes at New Alliance.
Yeah. So, people, he's enlightening as to why he played what he did to us with his cyclage. LP side.
I dug on the stories that you were telling about all the cassettes that were coming in to make this record happen.
That was the one requirement. We're talking 40 years ago, people.
Yeah,
so watch
1982.
Memory. I couldn't recall some of them, but a lot of them I could.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
Jimmy Smack. And,
very good. You're even on mandolin on one of those tunes.
That's
there.
Right. What a man. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
It's the October 12th, 2022. This is Wap Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour 3. October 12th, 2022. It's the third hour of the Wap Pedro Show.
Everyone was winning. gravity, entropy. This is left untouched. Disintegrating lozenge in a sea of frustration. You're vibrating incessantly. You your toast. You're adept at carpentry. You're facing time. You're doing time. Doing time inside. You're doing time outside. You're playful, mindless. You're mindful, plaintive. You're pop music, but with a message. But what is the message? I don't know. It's written in a language I can only partly understand. You're a cipher. You're a hyphen. A portal between one world and the next. History. Ah, yes. Of course. Of course. Of course. Of course.
It's mine, it's okay.
questions.
Watt for Pedro show. We start off the third hour. Mark Bingham doing Even Us, which got the big explain last hour. Ben Salter out of Tasmania with Rebuilding, of course. Mark Bingham with Sue the Chimp. Gotten enlightened at what that's about last hour. Hot Pursuit of Happiness. This is Tom's new project. Assorted American Flavors. And then Hawk Song for Medicine Singers.
There they are.
Not by Mark Bingham, but it could have been in another life. So, Mark, so you got buttloads of stuff that you went and chose through. And so you got multiple releases planned, right?
Yeah, 22.
22. And so, and what's the plan? Not to put all 22 out at once, right?
No, every couple of months, two more come out. And then there's 11 that are instrumental music from all kind of shit. And those come out all at once. And that's called Senza Radici Musica Impopolare, which means rootless, unpopular music, which sums up my career.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, humility is a virtue, Mark. And you are exemplary in that. And, Rabelais. Rabelais. Yeah. I'm fucking up there with Nietzsche, right? God, why? I fucked up big time. Yeah, I fucked up.
I listened to Jack Nietzsche the other day.
Oh, yeah. What did he produce?
Everything, but he has his own solo record.
No, but yeah, that's right. But he did a Neil Young one, The Harvest, I think.
No, the first, he arranged the shit on the first record.
Oh, okay. Because I think Harvest was done actually in a barn. Ooh. I don't know, some, yeah, non-musical. But he was involved with a lot of stuff in the 60s, incredible music. A lot of complicated people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So let's listen to Gargantua and Pantagruel, your take on Mr. Rabelais' work.
Gargantua in hearts, but cathedral bells on his horse, and more outfits this course.
Afterwards, I wipe my palm with a tormerant and a lawyer.
of hats, please note that some are shorn, others shaggy, covered with taffeta, others velvet, others satin, and the best of all these is the shaggy, shaggy hat. For it makes a very neat pattern on the heart and fecal matter to the regions of the brain and the heart. Shit, dirt, sports, dirt, crack, and dirt. If the bong has flung some dung on us, filth and stink to the Lord has sucked. If the bong has flung some dung.
I wipe my tail with a pigeon's tongue and a lawyer's sack. Afterwards, I wipe my tail with a hen, with a cock, with an armadillo.
But to conclude, I say and maintain that of all the arse wisps, bum fodders, and tail napkins, bunghole cleansers, and white breeches, there is none in the world compares to the neck of a goose. The neck of a goose, if you hold her head betwixt your neck. And lean me on my honor, you will feel in your knockhole a pleasure that passes understanding. Catered to the foam gut. And believe me, love, you will feel in your knuckles the pleasure that passes understanding.
power to create is life. The cost of changing this world is changing yourself. Do we want real change?
What from Pedro Show? Last music for this edition, that chunk started off with Mark Bingham, Gargantua, and Pantagruel by Rabelais. And then Epule Tattoo with Exist, Mark Bingham, Mushroom Crowd. M.B. Jones finally came out. His new album, Aberration, is the tune. Maybe it's an EP. Shiverboard. Not broad. What? More power to you. And finally, this is very rare, from the boombox, captured on boombox, Spirit House, from Kid Jordan, Mark Bingham, Kalamu Yesalam. So, enlighten us to Mushroom Crowd.
Mushroom Crowd was, I was working with this guy who was kind of like had, you know, some hits but really doing wild stuff. This guy named Alex Ebert. And I spent about a month working with him and listening. So when I started, one night I started making this track and I started playing Mickey's Monkey. Okay. You know what song Mickey's Monkey is? Yeah. Is the Miracles, right? So then I started singing like Alex Ebert, as you know, I thought it was hysterical. So then I made this whole song up, sort of singing like Alex Ebert and without overtly. It's not Mickey's Monkey, but, you know, it was inspired by Mickey's Monkey.
But you like this trip where you juxtapose things?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Oh, always, just always. Just, I don't know what else to do. You know, really, I can't write a normal song. You know,
we don't like that word anyway.
Yeah,
we
well,
like good
yeah,
songs.
I can't.
We yeah, don't like I bad just, songs. Yeah. That other word, I don't know about.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just, you know, I mean, I just always failed as a songwriter, so, you know, that's fine.
Well, let history decide. You know, Vincent sold only one paint. Okay.
Yeah.
I tell you that as an inspirational spiel.
Well, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, you know, you just see what happens over all these years, and you see what songs are songs, and I just kind of glue shit together, you know.
I read something about El Greco, too, for like a couple hundred years. Like, fuck this guy. And then all of a sudden, whoa, check this guy out.
Yeah.
Like, we're well, not even almost in charge. All we can do is be honest with our work, I think. And then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, mostly I put all this stuff out so I could just keep doing it.
So you say two at a time. So there's another record coming out with his baby.
Well, there's Mushroom
Crowd. Or is there
Crowd
tunes from each of the two? That,
yeah, there's okay. Two at a time, Mushroom Crowd and Gooseneck coming out now.
Okay, okay.
And then the next one has a couple more, you know, more recent stuff. And then it delves into, there's stuff going back to, all the way back to 1970 on this whole thing.
Whoa. And what, you got a website that people can go to?
No, I don't have a website, an agent, a manager, or anything.
Well, can people find out about these releases somewhere on the internet?
Probably, I guess, Nouveau Electric Records probably has a website.
Okay, Nouveau Electric Records, people. Use a search engine and check that out. And what about Louis? You've been working with Louis lately. Louis Michel.
Yeah, well, we play shows, and we did a great show with this guy, Quintron, who...
Yes, the organ player with this pussycat.
With the drum buddy. So we had the Melody Makers, Quintron, and Miss Pussycat. And we played, we're learning all this archaic 20s Cajun music by this guy, Blind Uncle Gaspar. And as it turns out, the drum buddy and Quintron makes it feel like some dude banging a boot on a wood floor. It even though we're doing all these modernisms and using pads, it made the shit sound even older.
Whoa.
So great. So that's a new project, this Blind Uncle Gaspar. And then Louis's been making a new record. And, we just play here and there.
Melody makers. What about that thing that there was a project with the Pogues people?
That's been going on, and they just finished a tour.
Okay, because I know he was doing that for a while, right?
Yeah, they did it. They played L.A. and San Diego last week.
Yeah, well, Watt ain't going to many gigs because of my situation.
Even if you weren't, you probably wouldn't go to these gigs.
I was curious about it. I was curious about it, I remember Louis talking about it. And the bass lady, right, Cot.
All right, Cot's in there, yeah.
Right. She hipped us to it. We tried to get her on the show, but she didn't have a good enough internet connect, and we couldn't talk with her, so we had to scissor. It was fucked. So what do you got planned up ahead, Mark Bingham-wise? Are you going to be doing any of these songs live with your own band?
Well, I hope so. There's talk about doing stuff in the spring. And it's funny that it's being begat by another record label that has some other stuff that they reissued. And they want some live stuff to play some record they have from 72. So I figured I can piggyback all this and do shows. And, I just finished writing a book,
Is it a memoir?
No, it's a novel set in New Orleans in the 90s called It Ain't My Fault.
Okay.
So the first person that gets it is John Sinclair.
Sinclair,
cool.
If he approves of it, I'll think it's because he loves PI stuff and
just
basically fast read novels of all sorts. So if it's in, I've sent it to it. There's a lot of music in it.
He's in Amsterdam now, but a long time in New Orleans before his house burned down, right?
Well, he's in Detroit. He was last week. He was in
Detroit. Okay. I know he was in Amsterdam for a little while.
Yeah, he went in Amsterdam for a long time. Yeah, okay.
But something happened he lost all his blues records collection, right?
I never know what's going to happen with him. I mean, I was around when we were kids and Bill Graham wouldn't let the motherfuckers, biker gang in free to the show. And so they took a chain that they were locking up one of the bikes with and whacked Bill Graham in the face with it.
Whoa.
That was sort of the end of the John Sinclair as a manager here. Right. And then I've known him forever. I play shows with him. I did a gig with him less than a year ago.
Beautiful. So,
it's him just he goes,
look Mark.
Mike Watt had Robert Johnson on his show.
And Charlie Patton.
Explained how Charlie Patton and Robert Lockwood Jr. had invented the blues.
Remember, Ig should give me a tour of Ann Arbor. He says, see, Mike, that window? That's where John Sinclair used to roll his numbers. Look, Mark. When you get another release, the next two comes out to shoot, will you come back on the show so we can talk about all the tunes?
We'll do all, whatever you want.
Anytime, because I love it. I love talking with you. I love rapping with you. I love turning people on to your music. Thank you so much.
Right, thank you, man. Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. It's been October 12th, Brother Matt. Thank you for your always assistance, aiding in a bed. People, it's been October 12th, 2022 edition of WAP Pedro. She'll keep your powder dry.
Yeah.